It can be down the nerdy road.
But this stat just tells the story and why, if you're like a Bills fan, you should be so frustrated.
It explains everything about Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and this current run. Because Aaron Schatz, who we've had on the show multiple times, he runs a lot of DVOA models, which is just a reminder. DVOA is essentially an efficiency metric. It's their version of like team war, if you want to like simplify it. It's just saying the amount of value your team has over a stretch. This stat has been a very good predictor of teams that go on and win the Super Bowl. You got to be at a certain threshold in order to be considered a Super Bowl contender, essentially, in the DVO metric. Across the last 20 years, it's been a very good indicator of who is a real Super Bowl contender. He put together a graph, and it was the best runs of DVOA with no Super Bowl appearance at all during the run. Number one is the 2020 through 2024 Buffalo Bills, last 5 years of the Buffalo Bills. Number two was the 2020 through 2024 Baltimore Ravens. 2019 through 23 on Baltimore was fourth on this list. 2019 through 23 at Buffalo was seventh on this list. Hell, there's even a Chiefs team on here. We can get to that part alone. This was the most Patrick Mahomes is ruining the world stat for anyone I've ever seen. These are the two best, in their opinions, five-year runs of DVOA we have seen out of two teams with no Super Bowl appearances. They're at the same time directly against Patrick Mahomes. And not just that one couldn't get through cold, both couldn't. They're both on all-time DVOA runs with no Super Bowl appearances, and they can't go because of, in my opinion, two men, probably Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, but definitively Patrick Mahomes.
How many times have they single-handedly beaten those teams?
In the playoffs? Pretty much every time either of them's been on a run. They pretty much lose them every year. Buffalo has lost to Cincy in the playoffs once. Baltimore.
23. The Bengals lost to Cincy. They lost to the Bengals. I think it's one time. It's once
each
to the Bengals, but then every time it literally has been the Chiefs.
Correct.
Every other time.
It's just, look, this is numbers to go with what we've all kind of discussed just as a narrative, which is you right now have, in this era of the NFL, a player that is blocking you from reaching your goal. If you're Buffalo, if you're Josh Allen, if you're Lamar, and if you're Baltimore. And what you just laid out numbers wise, Cody, is just the numbers to back up that very thing. You know, we've talked in the past, of course, the comparison to the NBA and why guys like Charles Barkley and some other all-time greats didn't win titles because Michael Jordan existed. This is just like, we all know this exists. These are just the numbers that actually support it.
To just how it's been
and
for
that,
them.
That the Bills have been really freaking good, but they just haven't bursted through. The Baltimore Ravens from 2020 to 2024, pretty darn good football team. They ran into Patrick Mahomes. But it is notable. Like those are the two teams that are on that list. Like for those that are also questioning, what's another, like, is there a third team in the picture? No, it's been about Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore in the NFL really the last 5 years. I understand the Eagles won it, but if we're talking about like teams in terms of having 4 year stretches in a row, and consistent stretches, those are the three teams, the Chiefs, Baltimore, and Buffalo. And one of them has won rings, the Chiefs. The other two, of course, haven't.
So two Drew
Brees
runs.
Which is crazy. No. They've never even been. Yep.
That's what stands out. Mm-hmm. Two Drew Brees teams were on this, by the way, speaking to our Sean Payton.
The underachieving Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
So I guess here's a follow-up question on this is, the other three teams on this that aren't Baltimore and Buffalo, because clearly this is a stat that's like, Mahomes is holding these teams down. They are legitimately great teams who by now would have played in or maybe even won a Super Bowl. Had they just simply been an NFC team instead of been on the AFC side. Two of the teams on there are two different five-year runs from Andy Reid-led Philadelphia Eagles teams. And bottom of the 10 on this list is the five-year run that culminates in the first year Patrick Mahomes as a starter, where they come up short in the AFC title game against them, which meant the entire Alex Smith era. So, like, not only does this point out that Patrick Mahomes is holding these other teams down, it proves that Andy Reid needed Patrick Mahomes in order to get over the hump. It also probably means that Andy Reid was great for a stretch that he had those kind of years, and he didn't have Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Drew Brees or some of these other quarterbacks that are really impressive on here. He did it with
Donovan McNabb and
Alex Smith. A lot of dudes, right, during those runs and still managed to be in there. He needed Mahomes to get over the hump. Desperately needed. This, that, in a lot of ways makes me actually feel better about the post-Andy Reid era. That he'll be better without him than Andy Reid. He'll survive.
Does some of it also, I think, on the flip side to where you're saying Andy needed Mahomes to basically overcome that stuff, where maybe Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson need a better head coach? You know, not to say that Harbaugh's a bad coach or McDermott's a bad coach, but to get you over that hump when you're dominating in that level of a stretch, you need both.
Or, you know, they're just much like what Tom Brady did, or they're just flat out in the middle of a stretch where they're going up against that dude. I mean, like Josh Allen is great, but he's still not Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson is great. He's still not Patrick Mahomes. And I understand we're talking about the coaching angle, which there's definitely fair criticism towards Sean McDermott. But at the same time, I just think they're in a spot. If you're Josh Allen, you are waiting this thing out to a certain extent for Mahomes to, I guess, eventually have a true dip in play. I understand last year people will talk about Mahomes wasn't as good, and I would agree.
What did you dip first?
But is he actually just that now the rest of his career? I don't believe it. So,
and even in that year, he went to the Super Bowl. He still was past you.
Yeah, he still beat you in a playoff game. And I go back and forth on this with people that aren't on Kansas City on the weekends, the show that I do. And I've always said, like, brought up the Josh Allen stuff, and they think I'm crazy for saying, well, I'm just, they just want to base it off the future, not the past. And I go, I get that if Patrick Mahomes was 35, if Andy Reid had retired, if Travis Kelce was gone, if Chris Jones was gone. But right now, like, what has changed from last year that you think they're going to be way, way worse? And what's going to change for Josh Allen? Offense. Well, eventually Josh Allen's just going to win one. And I tend to agree, eventually he will beat Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game. But why would I think it's this year? Maybe 5 years from now, when Mahomes is 35 and Andy Reid's not around,
but Josh Allen will be 35 by that time, right?
I understand, but my point would be, yeah, I think you guys might be right. Eventually, he's going to win, but why is everybody acting like this is the year that it's going to happen? Mahomes isn't even 30 until 3 weeks into the season, and Reid and the entire coaching staff is together. We think maybe they find a left tackle solution. There's a chance they're in a better spot, even if they win fewer games this year.
Do you, Cody? What stretch was the Andy Reid Eagles
two different ones?
So because it's 5 year stretches, it's a 6 year stretch, but twice the same as the Buffalo and Baltimore.
07-11 and 06-10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like the entire run that he was going to NFC Championship games, but not going to the Super
Bowl. From 07-11, he only made the conference title game once. He was living in the wild card twice. So with those Eagles teams. So, mm-hmm. I mean, even in terms of them,
gotta have the quarterback.
In terms of them, because they had a better run in the earlier stretch. But in regards to what you guys are saying and what we've seen with Andy and Patrick Mahomes, them not getting out before the conference title, they've made it to a conference title game every single time. Like, right. Mahomes has given that capability where you pair both of them together, they're not going to get eliminated before the conference title game, like, period. And that's what we've seen over the last 7 years. It does seem that, based on what we've seen from Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, or just the teams in general, they need Mahomes to get eliminated before they play them in the playoffs. Otherwise, we know how it's going to go because it's only gone one way, and it's a loss every single time in the playoffs.
It is crazy to me that the narrative, like, Gold's right. There is absolutely, in my opinion, zero reason to believe that this is the time we're going to get him. Last year, when Patrick Mahomes had his statistically the worst season of his career, and the defense wasn't even like, I don't even think the defense was quite as good as it was the previous 2 years. So the defense takes a slight step back. They're like 25th in sacks instead of third. They still don't get turnovers. They're one of the most penalized teams in the league. Patrick Mahomes has a bad statistical year. They won 15 games and still went to the Super Bowl. Now you're going to get them? This is your moment? You can't play schedule. They play a difficult schedule every year. They play the first place schedule every single year. They take on Baltimore and Buffalo and Cincy and every team that you think is decent every year. None of that has changed over the last 5 years. And then you get in a playoff game, you shrink, they don't. I think some of this is just being a better playoff performer, not that the Bills are a worse regular season team or the Ravens are a worse regular season team. I think some of this is what happens to big time players in big time games. And Patrick Mahomes is just one of those. I will drag anything I have to do most of the time in order to win a football game. I understand he's lost a couple Super Bowls, but he'll lay it all on the line at some point.
And we've said it 100 times at this point in time in the offseason, but it truly is just people saw them get their butts kicked in the Super Bowl. And everybody thinks, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people nationally think, okay, that was it. And you and I have said this over and over, like, I can't wait to see what they do the first 2 weeks of the season, because if they go out and beat the Chargers and the Eagles, let's say, and how quickly everybody's going to jump back on board, and it's going to be pretty funny. And you'll start seeing, like, the hate exist again. Right now, people aren't really hating on the Chiefs. They just think they're done. So they're not making up stuff about the refs or Taylor Swift conspiracies and crap like that. But once the team starts winning again, if they show any signs of what they were in a 15-win season, people forget they won 15 games last year, I think, nationally, yeah. Then people will start with the crazy stuff again.
I mean, and if you look at, I mean, the Ravens and Bills play each other in week one. Then the Ravens have Browns, Lions, Chiefs, the Bills, in terms of their opening part of the schedule, Ravens, then Jets, Dolphins, Saints. The Ravens could potentially, with their schedule, if the Ravens are 1-3, let's say they lose to the Bills and they beat the Browns, but then they lose to the Lions and then the Chiefs. The Ravens are 1-3 all of a sudden. That conversation, like the narrative of what you're saying.
Last year, though, the Ravens got off to that kind of start last year.
Yeah, everything can totally kind of, because they lost to the Raiders, didn't they, I think, last year?
Yes. Yeah, Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew.
Oh, he always gets somebody.
Gardner Minshew and Brock Bowers, they found a way to get it done. Actually, Devontae Adams was still on the Raiders at that point in time, wasn't he? Because he got traded midseason to the Jets or whatever it was. So, yeah, we'll see. Like, the one argument I guess you would have that I'll listen to it all would just be that, all right, the Bills' schedule is so soft, their division's not great, so they're going to be a one seed this year. So they're going to play one fewer game in the playoffs, and the Chiefs will have to go to Buffalo in the AFC title game. Now, we've seen Mahomes go on the road and win three, win two games in a row in playoffs already, but that would be the only part where I will give you that the Bills' path might be better than it's ever been.
They've also lost that multiple times at home in the playoffs.
Correct.
The Bills have.
If the Bills are not a number one seed this year, then it's like, what the hell happened?
Yeah. Truly. They just continue to let things fall apart.
Their toughest game is probably against the Eagles or Chiefs. Chiefs-Eagles, and then they play the Ravens and the Bengals, but other than that, it's soft.
I don't remember how many games.
Yeah, because the division stinks.
Can't remember how many games they play before they play Kansas City, but I want to say the Bills could be like 7-1 or 6-1, something like that, before they even play Kansas City.
They play seven games before the Chiefs.
Okay. I mean, they get six layups every year.
Other than the Ravens, they probably should be 7-1. If you look at them in terms of being favored, they're actually favored against the Ravens, too. They theoretically should be 8-0 if it's the spread.
They could lose to the Ravens in week one, but then, Jets, Miami, New Orleans, the Patriots, the Falcons.
The Panthers.
Those should all be wins.
It's a great schedule for Buffalo.
They should
really
be either undefeated or have one loss before they take on Kansas City.